T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and Elliot Short Parks. Elliot in for John today. It is 94 WIP as we broadcast from the Frank F. Farley Plaza on the way down the shore, of course, on the way to the summer this weekend. Great to be with you on this Friday morning as we are headed, of course, into the Memorial Day holiday weekend, the unofficial start of the summer. For our purpose, it's the start of the summer. Let's be real. We can drop the unofficial. Who cares? What is it, Elliot? June 21st? Is that the actual day summer starts?
I think it's whatever you say.
Yeah, okay, here's what I say.
June 21st is correct.
Yeah, here's what I say. 2 o'clock today, summer starts.
There you go.
2 o'clock today, so we're leading you into the summer the next couple hours. Phil's What a Job Last Night by Aaron Nola. Phil's Mets series starts up tonight. We'll be talking about that. Also mixing in the Eagles, Sixers, and potentially even the Flyers as well. Why potentially? You'll find out here as we move ahead. All of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Elliot, how are you, pal?
Well, I was going to say, how are you doing? Because they did win last night. Yeah. I know it's been hit or miss with you this week in
it's
terms
a great
of
bit.
If you're happy, not happy. Seems like you're happy so far. You got a nice meal, so I feel like you're in a good mood.
So a couple of things. First off, the joke got old 2 days ago.
No, I'm sticking with it.
For the third time.
I'm sticking with it.
You stick with it all you want.
I will.
I had Burger King this morning for breakfast, so, you know, breakfast of champions. I'm
nice,
good.
Nice, healthy way to start the week.
Let me explain something. When the summer is 4 hours away, I'm in a good mood.
Yeah. Well, it feels like summer here, too, I got to say. Like,
I'm
happy,
yes.
You see people getting ready to go down the shore.
Look, it's a little overcast today, but that's okay. The weather's going to pick up as we move through the weekend. It's a beautiful thing. Look, there's obviously a certain energy to the summer. We're excited for the summer. More relaxed time. Much better weather, obviously, over the next 3 or so months. We're going to have some vacations. Hopefully, everyone listening gets a chance to get away at some point, maybe a family vacation, maybe down the shore, some trips. So there's a lot from that standpoint to be excited about. And Ellie, this is, on an annual basis, one of my favorite shows every year, this Friday into Memorial Day weekend, because, you know, we are, obviously, there's an excitement and energy looking ahead with the summer, but also it gives us then, by extension, an opportunity to sort of look ahead with the Philadelphia sports scene. And so let's do that at 215-592-9494, because I'm curious, Elliot, from you, and really everyone listening today, what you're excited about. I mean, we're all excited about the summer. What you're excited about with Philadelphia sports.
Yeah.
The present, the future, maybe it's the 3 month away from future, maybe it's the 3 years away from now future. You know, when because all of us as Philadelphia sports fans are geared really in two ways. We look at where things are and we project. And obviously the 76ers, the whole idea of the tank, you know, going back 7 years ago or so, it was really all about hope. It was not at all about the present. And, of course, that hasn't manifested in the full way we would have wanted, but it did, at least at that time when the Sixers were winning 10 or 18 or 19 games, it provided some hope in down times. I mean, we want hope. We want excitement. We want to be able to look ahead and say, I got this 3, 4, 5, 6 different things I'm excited about. But I'm curious, Elliot, from you and everyone at 215-592-9494, what are you most excited about in Philadelphia sports?
So for me, this is an easy one, and it's the start of the Eagles season. First of all, personally, it's my favorite time of the year when I start to watch practices. We see the depth chart start to develop. We see how Jalen Hurts is playing, all those things. It's the excitement of feeling that. But also when you think about it, it's been a long time since I think the city could really be super excited about the Eagles. You look at the beginning of last year, I think there was some optimism, but I think the feeling around the team last year heading into this portion of the offseason in the summertime was anger, nervousness. They were coming off of 4 wins. People were mad at Howie. They didn't know what they were going to do at quarterback. People were not happy about the hire of Sirianni. Then you even go the season before that, and you know, we were dealing with COVID. You didn't know what the season was going to look like, whether it was going to be football. This is the first time in a long time where I can sit here and say, in a week, I'm probably going to be watching Eagles practice. And then when that season starts, training camp, being down there every day, feeling the excitement from the city for what I think is going to be a really good team. And also one of the more interesting seasons in a long time when you look at the fact that not only should they be good, but there's also a legitimate question about the quarterback. And things are always more interesting when we have a quarterback to talk about. So I can't remember the last time I was so excited for an Eagle season to start.
Well, it's an interesting answer, and I'll tell you, it's probably either the start of 2018 after they had won the bowl, or 2019 after they had gotten to the final eight the next year when they were coming back. But I agree with you. It's been at least a couple years.
But even
because
you knew going into
2020, and you knew, and I knew, and Joe Giglio knew, and about 20% of people knew, but most people didn't, there were major cracks in the armor of Carson.
Yeah.
And so even entering 2019 and 2020, there was this sense of, oh, boy, like, I think he is really headed in the wrong direction. And people like you and I were proven right, and I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back or you. It's just the reality of the matter. The Eagles, let's be real, haven't really been that fun in a couple of years. And to the extent that they cranked it up last year, and they did to an extent in November and December and the very beginning of January, the reality is even last year when they were winning those games, they were against scrub teams, and we all were doused with a major dose of reality when they were trailing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-0 in the playoff game. It got really ugly. And I don't want to say it invalidated what they did in November and December, but it put a big wet blanket over all those wins against the Giants and Washington. It made those wins seem less real.
Yeah. But look, I think that playoff game, really the entire purpose of the game was just to validate what they had done. Winning was obviously the top priority, top key, every game, all that stuff. At the end of the day, the thing they had to do in that playoff game was not embarrass themselves. And that's exactly what they did. And there's no question that it put a damper on what they accomplished a little bit last season. But to go back to what you were saying about the last time there was excitement about the team, when's the last time everyone in the city was almost on the same page with excitement about the team, right? You talk about how before Carson's final season, there was a small portion, but 20% of the fan base was not feeling them. Maybe Chip, I guess, 2013 or 2015, those type of seasons. But when I look at where the Eagles are right now, and when I talk to people on air and on Twitter and all that, people seem to be all really on the same page of they are excited for this season to start and the team is going to be good. And it's been a really long time since I think that was the case.
Yeah, it has been a while. 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in on this. As we look toward the summer and the excitement of what those weeks and really 3 months represent, we look sort of over the horizon at Philadelphia Sports and ask you what you are most excited about as a Philadelphia Sports fan. Again, all the teams on the table today, your opportunity, 215-592-9494. Elliot, my mindset is Eagles, and I think most people today will be, but not all. But I'm going to go a little bit more micro because, of course, I'm excited like you are for the season and training camp and all that. But I'm really excited that we finally are going, at least I think we are. Got to see it to know it. But I think we're going to finally have a defense again.
Yeah.
And, as a kid who was born in 1978, and that makes me, I'm a man. I'm 44 years old.
Yeah, you're old. I didn't know you were that old.
Yeah, I'm 44 years old. I'm a man. I'm 44 years old. See, Seltzer's not quick and ready to go in the studio. I had him all teed up, and he froze. Go ahead.
See, I messed it up because I'm trying to get a song ready for later for you. I'm trying to do multiple things.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
It comes out of the same spot. You
gotta keep him on his toes.
I'm a man. I'm 44.
Exactly. I'm 44 years old. So you got a little Mike Gundy, and you got a little Gene Hackman. And as someone who was born in 78 and really grew up in the 80s, and to a large extent in the late 80s, when my Eagles mindset was really formed. I mean, once you get to around 9 and 10 and 11 years old, and you're kind of getting this whole thing. I mean, it was just heyday of Eagles defense. Reggie and Jerome and Clyde and Seth and Eric Allen and the safeties with Andre Waters and Wes Hopkins. And you guys know, everyone knows what I'm talking about, right? And of course, Buddy Ryan leading the charge from that standpoint. And then eventually, when Buddy was fired, much to my chagrin, it was turned over to Bud Carson. And the defense got even better in 1991. And, that group ultimately did not accomplish, unfortunately, much as a team as far as playoff wins. They only had one. But the reality is they made us as a town proud. And really it made it incredibly fun to go to the vet, because when Jerome Brown would stand in the middle of the defense waving his arms up to the crowd before a third down, we knew it was our job in the crowd to try to meet the expectation of Jerome that we could be a factor in helping that defense stop the other team on third down, get the ball back for Randall, and hopefully have the Eagles win a game. And we had a very similar situation about 20 years ago with one that became the Jim Johnson era defense of Brian Dawkins and Jeremiah Trotter and Hugh Douglas and all those guys and Troy and Bobby T, which became Sheldon and Lito. And there was a connectivity between the defense and the crowd, the defense and the fan base. And 2017 had certainly some of that also. I mean, we were proud of who Malcolm Jenkins was and how he played, and Fletcher Cox in his prime. Even Nigel Bradham that year.
Yeah.
That was the best year
Patrick
he ever
Robinson.
Had.
I mean, there were
Patrick
a lot of
Robinson
underrated
was,
defensive
he
players.
Was
Chris Long.
Chris Long was tremendous that year.
Yeah.
And so to know that, what am I most excited about as a Philadelphia sports fan? It's that with N'Kobe Dean and Jordan Davis and the corner, obviously, that just got from the Giants. And they got
James
the,
Bradbury.
Yeah, Bradbury. And you got the linebacker from the Chargers. And we got to see how good he is. We'll see. I'm not quite sure. But, I mean, there is a clear influx of talent. And, we've been hearing people around the league talk about this Jonathan Gannon guy. Like, he's really good. Look, jury's out, we'll see. A lot of doubters last year. But he's finally, because he didn't have him last year, he's finally got the parts. So that when you go down to a game, when we go down to a game, no matter what section of that stadium you're in, or if you're watching it at home, I think we can finally feel on 3rd and 6 that I actually believe my defense is going to be able to get off the field and get the ball back for the offense. That's the thing of all things in Philadelphia sports I'm most excited about.
Well, and I think part of the reason you can feel that is this team is invested in the defensive side of the ball for a first time in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a Jeffrey Lurie-owned team is always going to prioritize the offense. That's who they are. That's what they believe in. But you look at this offseason, the big money handed out to Hassan Reddick, the first-round pick on defense, the third-round pick on defense, paying a cornerback at this point of free agency $10 million, trying to pay a safety, when Tyrann Mathieu, trying to pay him that type of money. They have given Jonathan Gannon the pieces. So when I look at this defense and what they can be, when you add in the schedule and the quarterbacks they're going to play, I mean, how many good quarterbacks are they going to face?
Not many.
And you mentioned the relationship between the fans and the defense.
Yep.
Look at the quarterbacks coming into the link this year. Like, it's really just Aaron Rodgers. That's it. Like, there are going to be a lot of times.
Well, and Dak.
And Dak, yes. Yeah. And Dak, who always, to his credit, does play well against the
Eagles. He's a good player.
Yeah, he is. And the Eagles, when we talk about the division, I kind of have to see them beat the Cowboys before I can project that they'll actually beat the Cowboys for the division. But that aside, I think this defense, even last year, I thought the defense got a lot of hate unfairly last year. I think they actually in some ways outplayed the offense. I don't think there should be as many questions about Gannon as they are. But now that he has those pieces and you look at the schedule, you're right. This could end up being a defensive team, which might not be what Lurie wants, but I think the defense could end up ranking higher than the offense.
Well, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in. Again, Joe DeCamera, Elliot Shore Parks, as we broadcast from the Frank F. Farley Plaza. You probably are familiar with where we are on the way to the shore, not too far in front of Atlantic City. You got a toll plaza. And, well, I don't have toll plaza. Is that what it's called, a toll plaza? I don't think it's a toll plaza.
Yeah.
You got a plaza. You got food stuff. You got restrooms.
Yeah.
You got food. You got options to eat. Obviously, you can take a break. Maybe you're headed all the way down to Cape May, and you need to take that break, and whatever it might be. Stop on by today. Obviously, say hi to us if you're able, 215-592-9494. And we want to hear from people on the phone lines. We look ahead to what we always enjoy this summer, and just the energy and the excitement and the relaxation of the summer from a sports standpoint. And, James, I'm going to ask you, what are you – because I will say – I expect a lot of Eagles-oriented answers today.
Yeah.
All right? And that says something. We'll get to what it says about the other teams.
And think James, how different that was from a year ago.
Well, I agree with you on that.
Very big
difference.
If you asked this question last year, I don't think you'd get almost any Eagles.
James, what are you most excited about right now in Philadelphia sports?
I'm going to shock you, and it's going to be the Eagles. Look, it's been a long time since we had a super elite top 10 wide receiver. It's been since T.O., legitimately. And we
maybe Deshaun, but back
right,
then,
but
you could never really rely on Deshaun.
Exactly. I'm talking about a go-to guy you can count on in every situation, in every spot of the field, who can make things happen, who is T.O.-esque. Like, he's not T.O., I get it, but we all remember how fun that was with T.O. and how special that felt. And just watching a wide receiver out there making plays, I can't wait to watch A.J. Brown play.
Well,
football.
I agree with you, James. And one of the things that's going to be particularly fun, and they have not, I'm pretty sure, had this since T.O., is a wide receiver, because Deshaun and Jeremy Maclin were not this, a wide receiver that could catch a ball and break a tackle.
Yeah.
T.O. was the master of that when he was here. Deshaun certainly wasn't. Maclin wasn't either. It's a different level of physicality. and it's certainly a different level of talent that he, you know, he is going to bring. And look, and this is where, you know, we get back to the Jalen Hurts conversation of, and I'll just say this, no excuses up ahead. I mean, Jalen Hurts is either going to succeed or fail on the basis of his capabilities, knowing that he has, just like Jonathan Gannon on defense has, the weapons to utilize. And now it's a matter of finding out, are you good enough to become the standard bearer for this franchise? Hurts as the quarterback, Gannon as the defensive coordinator, to say this is who we want for the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, we just talked about the defense, and they for sure invested in that side of the ball. But when you talk about excitement, too, like, let's be real. And I could see the passion in your voice when, or hear the passion in your voice when you talk about the defense. Offense is what's exciting. Bottom line, points on the board, big plays, right? Like, I get that you're excited on 3rd and 6 are going to get off the field. That's not as exciting as, you know, a long touchdown, A.J. Brown breaking it for 50 yards. And when you look at the Eagles' offense, they have one of the most talented offenses they've had in a really long time. Like, if you take the quarterback out of it, and I know some people will say include the quarterback in that, but I think we're probably both on the same page of, you know, a little unsure. But you look at the offense, like the receivers. James said it's been a long time since Eagles had a top 10 receiver, and he's right about that. Devontae Smith is, like, I don't know, already maybe top 20, top 25 book, right? Yep. So they already have a really good receiver on one side. Dallas Goedert, like, there is a lot of talent on the offensive side of the ball. So to your point, Jalen Hurts, there is no excuses. Like, he's already started a full season. He's been in the NFL for 2 years. He has the same coordinator, and he has the weapons. Like, two of the most debated people in this city the last 2 years have been Jonathan Gannon and Jalen Hurts. And one of the things that people could always say is they don't have the pieces to work with, right? You look at the receivers.
Which was true.
Which was true, absolutely. Was true. I'm not saying it was an excuse, but that kind of hurt the argument in a way because it was like, well, you can't fairly evaluate them. That's not the case this year. Yeah. You can absolutely fairly evaluate Jalen. He has an elite offensive line. He has an elite running game. He has an elite receiver in A.J. Brown. He has an elite receiving tight end in Dallas Goedert. Like, the pieces are there for them to be an exciting team, and it's up to Jalen and Gannon to make it happen.
215-592-9494. So what you're most excited about in Philadelphia sports? Quickly before the phones, the other three teams, Elliot, I can't tell you I got a ton to get cranked up about. Yeah. There's a few parts, clearly. I mean, Tyrese Maxey's whole future, for sure. There's no doubt. Joel Embiid's next couple of years, still, sure, no question. But I'll tell you, I am not excited about let's play the try-to-get-Bradley-Beal game. I know they might try to play it. I know they might get him. I just know that I, as a Philadelphia sports fan, feel drained. By the annual, in some ways, it's biannual. It's like two or three different times a year where we have to have this whole let's try to get this guy thing. It just gets frustrating because they still haven't gotten past the second round. I can't tell you I feel a strong degree of certainty that even if they get one more quality player that it'll even work because there's so many parts around that have been stripped away from their team. But look, I understand for a lot of people the idea of trying to get one more sort of final star is appealing. Look, I'm excited for hopefully someday. I mean, someday Doc Rivers isn't going to be the coach. I mean, maybe
that's what you're most excited
for. Maybe it's next
week. The idea that he could go to the Lakers.
Yeah, maybe it's next week. Maybe we find out Doc Rivers is out. Maybe we find out Jay Wright's in or Dawn Staley's in or someone. I'll tell you this: I don't want Mike to get D'Antoni to get the job.
Yeah,
if he does
that,
because then that's a pathway to James Harden gets a 3 or 4 year deal. I want no parts of that. Flyers, obviously, I think the main thing right now is the idea of who they can get a coach. They should be able to get a good coach because there are multiple good coaches available, and they're probably going to land one of those main guys. That is exciting. Obviously, they got to crank up the roster. And Phil's, I mean, the starting pitching, and we saw it again last night, it's pretty damn good. It's just they got to put this thing together because, as we've been talking about all week and, frankly, all month, there is enough here on this team that they should, at the very least, be above 500 and should be contending for a playoff spot. They just haven't played well enough yet to make that be the case. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. So on this Friday into the Memorial Day weekend, really, frankly, the whole Philadelphia sports scene on the table, what you're excited about. Also, last night's Phillies game. We'll get into that in greater detail as we move through the show. Let's kick it off with Jacob right now. Jacob, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Jacob? How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
A little Go Birds Radio featuring the Hammer today.
I love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Yeah, some would say this is my show just allowing Elliot to sit in here.
I think he put it correctly. It's Go Birds Radio featuring Jody Cameron today. The callers are the ultimate say.
So while I'm obviously extremely excited about the Birds from a realistic sense, from a total tinfoil hat off the wall sense, I got something to lay out for you guys for the Sixers.
Okay.
So with all the rumors that are going on with Kyrie Irving potentially being on the move from the Nets,
I don't want Kyrie. Boy, you're. If I'm a basketball, I'm not bouncing right now. I've literally just become deflated. But go ahead.
I don't want Kyrie.
Okay.
It's very clear that if Kyrie asks out, KD will leave the Nets.
Yeah, and he might leave anyway. By the way, but yeah, go ahead.
KD and Joel have been very public about their respect for each other and the way they like each other's games. The thing that has me most excited is a totally off the wall, but potential Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid team up in Philadelphia.
So you can tell it's a good Birds call. Right? It's an excellent point.
Well, so Jacob, let me just ask a question.
What's up?
What in the world would the 76ers have to give up to get him? I mean, well, all I can imagine they have is Tyrese Maxey and the final one eligible first-round pick they can trade. I don't think there is anything. I mean, Matisse Thybulle moves the conversation not at all anymore. Mm-hmm. I can't fathom that that is a viable option.
Right. Like I said, it's off the wall, but if Kevin Durant, with a player of his stature,
oh, his phone just zapped out. Ellie, what's your reaction?
Yeah,
to that?
So if Kevin Durant wants to play in Philadelphia, Kevin Durant will play in Philadelphia.
I don't think that's how it works.
When's the last time a star wanted traded somewhere and he didn't end up?
Yeah, but here's what you're missing. What you're missing is that is probably true when the team the guy wants to go to has enough, usually by way of multiple draft picks and pick swaps, to entice the other team enough to make that trade. The Sixers don't have it. They just made one of those trades for James Harden. Yeah. They just traded two first-round picks.
So I mean,
let me put it this way. Name for me the team, and maybe there's one. I don't know. The team that has made multiple of those types of trades within 12 months in recent years. The only one I can think of is, I guess, the Nets, I guess. Getting Harden from Houston. Kyrie was a free agent,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, KD was a free agent, too. So I mean, maybe the Cavs.
Lakers,
kind of,
but they don't. Like Davis
who, James?
Is, Lakers, kind of, but it was, you know, Davis is really the only big
LeBron
one.
Signed as a free agent.
Yeah.
My point is, if the Lakers had to trade three first-round draft picks and three pick swaps to get LeBron James from Cleveland, then they would not have had three first-round draft picks and three pick swaps to get Anthony Davis from New Orleans.
Yeah, the chances of Kevin Durant here coming to Philadelphia are slim. I agree. But where I do agree with the last caller is, if he wants to come here, he's going to come here. But to your last Sixers point.
I don't agree with you, but go ahead.
To your last Sixers point, this is why you said you're drained by the Sixers, right?
Yeah, of course.
I feel burned by the Sixers right now. The fact that we have to talk about the possibility of Kevin Durant coming here with a tinfoil hat to have hope for this team says how disappointing they have been.
Well, and I'll say this, which is unbelievable. Here we are. We start a show talking about what are you excited about in Philadelphia sports, and the first call annoys me. The guy's point of what he's excited about is one of my least favorite players in sports. And after just getting James Harden, who was one of my least favorite players in sports, I'm not in the mood to get another of my least favorite
Durant's
players in sports.
Durant's one of your least favorite players.
He's freaking weak. He goes to Golden State
awesome.
After they won.
Oh my God.
It's so weak. The guy
he's
is so
awesome.
Weak.
And it, like, I get the Harden thing. Like, the Harden thing, you can say, all right, he doesn't take care of his body. You know, he doesn't bring it every night, all that stuff. Like, there, you can't rip Durant for basketball. You
no,
might
but
rip
James,
him for being
I've been a bit James. Here's
weak,
no, he's an incredible basketball player.
And then putting him with Embiid? Are you
kidding
me?
Yeah, but James, you're missing a big point here. The likability factor, and we've been down this road with the Sixers. Here's where I can rip Durant, and it goes beyond basketball, but it sort of ties into basketball. He, like a fool, chose Kyrie Irving. That's an idiot move. So when you have the power that Kevin Durant had a couple years ago, and your choice is, let's go to the Nets, who, by the way, have won nothing.
Yeah.
Since they were in the ABA with Dr. J in the frickin' 70s, okay? And this guy says, yeah, I'm going to clown myself by going to the Nets and teaming up with the biggest fool in all of sports, Kyrie Irving. That makes me question you.
So he goes to a team that's
and he
a
did
losing.
That after he did the whole Golden State move, okay, which was a punk move.
So he goes to a losing team, and that makes you don't like him. He goes to a winning team in Golden State, and that makes you don't like him. Like,
correct.
Where's the middle ground? What's an area he can go?
Yeah,
they
all
have
the,
to be a five seed.
All
like,
the other teams.
Yeah, all the other teams.
All right, 215-592-9494. What are you excited about in Philadelphia sports? Talk to us. Also, we want to get into the Phillies game, which we'll do up ahead, and much more. Joe to camera, Elliot in for John today. Memorial Day weekend. Summer starts in 3.5 hours. We are at the Frank F. Farley Plaza on the way to the shore on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.